Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this Saturday morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios, located on the lower level of the Chamber Building, which is located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pier Street. And on behalf of our program producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who just had his oldest boy graduate from high school. Congratulations to Brady Barker. But Justin Barker and I want to thank, as we do each Saturday morning, our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today, we're very pleased on this holiday weekend. The 4th of July is just around the corner. Saturday in the Park is today. We'll talk a little bit about Saturday in the Park, but make plans to get up to Grandview Park. Remember, no pets, no coolers, but it is free for everyone. They've got an awesome lineup this year. The headliner at the end of the night is Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if you're as old as I am, you grew up listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and that's going to be a tremendous show. Don't forget, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is the sponsor of the fireworks at the end of the evening. So your Siouxland Chamber is the fireworks sponsor and supports this terrific event in our Siouxland community. But our focus today is not Saturday in the Park. We discussed that extensively with Dave Bernstein last Saturday in preparation for today. Our guest today, and it's appropriate on a 4th of July weekend, is a military veteran and a friend, Mr. Jamie Wonkum, the owner of Rubber Docky. Jamie, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me, and happy 4th of July.
Hey, we're happy to have you in studio, and as I think about the years that we have known one another, it goes back a couple of decades, and somewhere in this conversation, I'm reminded that we're going to have to talk about the trip that you and I made to China together.
Oh, yeah. And we brought back COVID, right?
I think we
November
pretty much did.
2019.
November of 2019. And when you and I, along with a delegation from the Siouxland area, went to Beijing and met with then Ambassador Terry Branstad, I remember flying into that Beijing airport, and there was nobody in that airport. Do you recall that?
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Now, I had never been to Beijing. Had you ever been?
Never been to China. First trip to China.
Okay, so me as well. So I assumed that maybe it was a weird night and the airport just wasn't busy, but I think we both, in hindsight, know better.
Yeah, it was happening.
So, Jamie Wonkum, my guest today. And Jamie, as I said, you're the owner of Rubber Docky. You're a husband. You're a father of three boys. You're also a military veteran. We're going to cover all of that in your background in the first half of the program. In the second half of the program, we're going to talk about your entrepreneurial pursuits, those companies that you founded and started and that are continuing to grow right here in Siouxland. Before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning, we want to give our listening audience an opportunity to be introduced to our guest. So if you'd be so kind, tell us about where you grew up.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. I was born and raised in Sioux City and went to East High School and then went to the expensive college of Wayne State.
See, now, you have already violated one of the protocols of Grow Siouxland. We don't let anybody skip over their childhood, especially if they grew up in Siouxland that quickly. Tell us about growing up in Siouxland. T-ball, baseball, yeah. Football. Yep. And then we'll talk about high school a little bit as well.
All right. Well, so I was raised in the Morningside area, and I went to Immaculate Conception. And then decided that it was better to go to East High at the time.
Okay, so you did grade school on Morningside Avenue at IC until what grade?
Till eighth grade.
So graduated from IC and then decided to become an East High Black Raider.
Yep. We were close to IC growing up, and then we moved over closer to East High School, and so it was an easy walk or an easy drive. So that was kind of the deciding point.
And what kind of activities? Were you a sports guy, a theater, a debate, a music?
No, I was a business guy. I already, you know, started working for companies and spent time trying to raise money to help pay for my schooling. I joined the 185th, and you know, as you about the same time you did, I was an 86, started with the 185th, and I went till 1992. Spent 6 years and traveled all around the world, which was fantastic.
First and foremost, on this 4th of July holiday weekend, I want to begin by thanking you for your service, and I want to thank all of our veterans who have voluntarily joined or agreed to serve in our armed forces, regardless of the branch. It's a commitment It's a sacrifice to defend freedom. And so thank you. God bless you. And I know not only is it a sacrifice for the veterans, but it is a commitment and a sacrifice for the family. And we want to thank those family members as well. So you're a high school kid and you enlist in the 185th, knowing that that's going to be your avenue to help pay for college.
Yep. Yep. And I want to thank you, Chris, for your service and your kids today. I mean, it's great to see the generations. My grandfather was in the Army. My father was in the Army. I was the Air National Guard, and my son is currently serving in the Army.
So that's outstanding, Jamie. You have four generations of military service in your family. I have three. My father is a Vietnam veteran, so a shout out to Dr. Jerry McGowan, who went to Vietnam. They were based at Phu Cat from 1968 to 1969. Unbeknownst to anyone at the time, Bud Day was leading a top secret MISTI flight squadron at Phu Cat at the same time the 185th was there. But they didn't know he was there. He probably knew they were there because he obviously couldn't talk about what the MISTI forward air controllers flying F-100s were up to. But for those of you who have not read American Patriot, the biography of Bud Day by Robert Corum, I cannot recommend it highly enough. It talks extensively about Bud Day growing up right here in Sioux City, going to high school here. And speaking of high school, so you're focused on business. You enlist as a junior in high school?
No, I was a senior.
You were a senior. Yeah. Okay. And then so after graduation, it's off to basic training at Lackland.
Yep, Lackland Air Force Base. Yep. I was a command post controller, so that was a very interesting position. Dealt with all the aircraft emergencies, bird strikes, things like that.
So you worked out of the operations group, I presume?
Correct. Yep. Yep. And then as I was in the 185th, after I graduated from college, I went and applied for a startup company, small company in Sioux City called Gateway 2000.
And we all remember Gateway 2000.
Yes. And that was a, interesting move for me and, being a small company and then spent the 15 years with Gateway. And that was an incredible ride. And I learned a lot. I kind of refer to it as the Gateway University because that's where I get my real education.
Well, and so many people did. You're listening to Grow Siouxland this morning on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest is Mr. Jamie Wonkum. Jamie grew up in Sioux City in the Morningside area, went to IC grade school, then on to East High School. I went to college at Wayne State.
Correct.
And what was your degree? What did you study?
So I had a double major. It was management and marketing.
But you obviously had this entrepreneurial blood. Even though you spent 15 years at Gateway, you got a heck of an education there. It was really a foundation for your entrepreneurial pursuits.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Catholic schools really generated that because we had to go out and sell, right? It didn't matter. You were out selling, trying to raise money, and that kind of stuck with me. And I had different jobs that I had to go out and sell, whether it was working at PTI, selling long distance, or going out and doing some recruitment, things like that. So yeah, Gateway was truly the best education I ever had. I got my degree at Wayne State. I was in the military, but the education and the experience really came from the 15 years at Gateway.
No doubt about that. There are so many people that began their professional careers And when Gateway began to falter a little bit, they spun off and did lots of different things. We're grateful to those who remained in the area, started companies, employ people, and you're one of them. Brad and Gene Moore over at Sterling Computer, another example, and there are many, many others. But Jamie, before we get too close to our first break today, tell me a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so I've been married to my lovely wife, Christine, 32 years.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's a great run.
She's put up with me that long.
Yeah. She deserves a prize for that.
Yeah. And she did an outstanding job, raising our three boys.
You have three pretty exceptional sons, and I'm not going to allow you to be humble about them, Jamie, but tell us about each of your boys because they've done great things.
Yeah. We're pretty proud of them. My oldest, Nick, he's a physical therapist in the Army. He's stationed in Hawaii. So my wife and I were fortunate enough to go visit him here a few months ago, first time to Hawaii, and he loves that field. He's committed to it and just does an outstanding job. He's 30 years old. And then Ben is our second. He's a biomed engineer up in Minneapolis. Actually works for a Chinese company developing instruments for medical devices and that. And then our youngest, Michael, he's 24, and he is a pilot with Frontier Airlines right now.
So I would say that you and your wife have much to be proud of, and like me, you give the tip of the cap to your bride for raising great kids.
100%. You know, she was in the education field. She started a little Scholars Christian preschool back the same time that I started brownbox.com, and then she stayed home with the boys and spent a lot of time in the education and development. So all kudos to her.
Well, shout out to your family, Jamie, and a shout out to all the military spouses and the military parents. Here we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday weekend, and it's a perfect occasion to thank all of our veterans. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Jamie Wonkum. We'll be right back with Mr. Wonkum after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We're joined today by Mr. Jamie Wonkum. Jamie is a Siouxland product, grew up in Morningside, attended IC grade school, East High School, went on to Wayne State, served with the 185th, back when it was a tactical fighter group, when they were flying A-7s and F-16s. Today, of course, they're flying KC-135s. And as we said earlier in the program, we wish everybody a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend. The 4th of July is just around the corner, and today is Saturday in the Park Saturday. So get up to Grandview Park. Remember that there are always going to be shuttles. It's tough to park. No pets, no coolers, but there's a lot of vendors that you can support. Get a beverage, get a bite to eat, support Saturday in the Park. Those resources make this one of the premier music festivals in the Upper Midwest, and it's still free. So thanks to our friend Dave Bernstein for all he does to make this possible year after year. Tonight culminates with Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then fireworks sponsored by your Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Jamie, wonderful to get to know you and your family a little bit in the first half of the program. We want to shift gears and talk about your entrepreneurial pursuits, and I believe that began with you founding brownbox.com.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Chris. So as I said, I spent 15 years with Gateway, and in October of 2004, you know, Gateway was kind of going in the wrong direction. You know, we had a wonderful ride, and I decided to start the consumer electronics company in 2004, and I was in charge of the international when I was at Gateway, and basically took that business. As we were closing down operations, we decided to continue the international sales and just did that through brownbox.com, and we were selling to the resellers all across the nation. And then we took on the Vizio product, and today we still sell the Vizio TVs. And then in 2014, I was up in Okoboji, and I saw some things floating in the water. I'm like, what the heck is that? And it was just a piece of foam, and I'm like, I'm gonna go check on that. And like went to buy one, and it was like $1,200 for a piece of foam to float on. I'm like, this is pretty interesting. And I remember I had we did a project. We added onto our deck. We did a four season sunroom, and we had a big chunk of foam left over. And instead of throwing it away, we live out on McCook Lake. I threw it on the lake, and you know, little did I know, you know, that thing lasted for a few years, and the boys would play on it.
And it floated. Day.
And it floated. You know, and I had already done that. And when I saw this other float out there, I'm like, you know what? I think this might be an opportunity to do something. So started researching the different types of foam and came up with the product. It's 18 feet by 6 feet, and you can roll it up. It's a little less than 2 inches thick. and very, very light, like 35 pounds. And you can, like I said, you can transport it, and you can use it behind boats, docks, whatever. And started just really going through a crawl process of just trying different foams and mastering, coming up with the best product. And we put a string rebar matrix between the two pieces of foam for durability. We have a 12-foot tether, and came up with the name Rubber Ducky. And so, you know, kind of on the whole Rubber Ducky. And, you know, as you can see, our colors kind of match that. We have fun with it. And that was in, like I said, 2014. And, you know, what are we at, 2023? 9 years later, we're still doing it. And thanks to guys like you that introduced me to, you know, Mr. Baumgars. And we had lunch that day, and we started doing things. It really helped out. And so we're selling into a lot of the brick and mortar stores. You know, we've got Baumgars, Walmart, Fleet Farm, just a whole bunch of different marinas, and then of course their online presence. You know, we are extremely large on the Amazons and the eBays of the world.
Well, it's great to see that business growing. And for those of you who have not seen the Rubber Ducky, imagine, if you will, a magic carpet, because that's really what it is. It's an 18-foot by 6-foot piece of floating foam that you can put out in the lake or the river or a pond, and you can play on it, you can sunbathe on it, you can roll it up when you're done with it. And you said you added a tether so it doesn't float away, but these things have become incredibly popular. You really can't go to a water destination and not see them.
That's right, that's right. As my wife and I, we travel a little bit in the winter, we do end up in spots in, you know, Florida where they're not, you know, they're not as present. And my wife's like, wait, these guys don't know about Rubber Ducky? And she gets like, she's disappointed. I'm like, that is great, because guess what? There's growth opportunity. And so, you know, this started in the Midwest and has gone to the coast. You know, unlike most products, they come from the coast. We're getting to the coast. And so the opportunity is endless. And so it's fun to see areas that, you know, are growing. And, you know, with our product being the premier product, it's very, very blessed, very fortunate.
So, Jamie, you continue to have a number of entrepreneurial initiatives, a couple of businesses that you started. I know that you try and run lean because you have to meet the bottom line.
That's right.
And COVID threw all of us for a loop. But how many people do you guys employ today?
We have 5 employees. We're rather small. And we do bring in, you know, part-time help in the summer. And then, of course, we do have some great interns that come from the different universities. That's been a great program. I remember 20 years ago, I was visiting a large company, and we were going on a tour of his facility, and he looked over at me and he said, "Jamie, try to stay small. Try to stay small." And that's, you know, that always stuck with me, because the bigger you get, the harder you fall. Gateway and other companies.
Right. And there's an awful lot of responsibility associated with a large payroll and with large buildings and property management and so on and so forth. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is the founder of both brownbox.com and Rubber Ducky, a military veteran. And a shout out again to all of our veterans here as we celebrate freedom this 4th of July weekend. Our guest is Mr. Jamie Wonkum. And Jamie, tell us, what's the future of Brown Box and Rubber Ducky looking like today?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You know, it's interesting, because I'm 56, and you are about the same age as I am.
I think we are. I graduated from Helan in 1985, and you were East 86.
85, so
you
yeah.
were 85
yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
So yeah.
All right, shout out to our buddies in the class of 1985.
Yeah, and so, you know, we now you start thinking about what's the next chapter in your life. You know, it gets a little harder to get out of bed in the mornings, you know, but you got to get up and play a little pickleball and things like that to keep you busy. But the, you know, with the companies, you know, our path is to continue to be the premier product for Rubber Ducky. You know, the consumer electronics business is tough. You know, that is something that we continue to do, but the focus is more on taking care of our customers, growing the business, and making sure that, you know, all the employees that have been with us, you know, they've been with us for years. You know, I've got an individual, Paul Hanshaw, who's done an outstanding job. He's been with me since day one. So, you know, we're pushing 20 years. And so, you know, with a business, you know, I've got three boys, all of them are in a different career path, and you got to be looking at, you know, how do you transition the business? What do you do with it?
Great. And what's the succession plan? That's exactly right.
And those are things that I'm looking at and making sure that all the employees are taken care of and the success continues. And, you know, this business can operate anywhere, and we've chosen to stay in Siouxland and keep the business going here.
Well, we appreciate having you here. We appreciate your investment in the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we appreciate the shout out. Yes, a number of years ago, you contacted me in my capacity as the leader of the Siouxland Chamber and said, hey, I'd really like an opportunity to meet with Roger Baumgars and the Baumgars family, and they're a tremendous asset to our community as well. Roger, his wife Jane, their son Aaron, their CEO Tori Wingert, great partner for you to do business with. Great to see them selling local products. Of course, you know that they doubled in size the past year, and hopefully that created more markets for you.
It has. And you know, anytime that we can deal with local businesses, we really, that's our point of success. And you know, the Baumgars family, they've been outstanding to work with. And you know, all the smaller businesses, you know, of course we're in the, you know, the bigger stores, the Walmarts of the world, but it's the small guys and it's the local guys that really are fun and make a difference in our business.
Well, Jamie, as we wrap up this morning, for those who want to learn more about Brown Box and Rubber Ducky, where would you send them?
Yeah, both brownbox.com and rubberducky.com. You can go to the website. We're located out in North Sioux City. That's where our corporate offices are. I've got two warehouses along Riverside Boulevard. And by the way, Riverside Boulevard is going through an incredible improvement project, and we're part of that with the buildings out there. So you can check us out on either website.
Great to see. Folks, we're coming to the end of our program. Want to remind you once again, it's Saturday in the park. Saturday, plan to get up to Grandview Park. Gonna be a wonderful day. Earth, Wind, and Fire is the showcase. Samantha Fish, the War and Treaty. They've got a great lineup. There's always great food, great beverages, a great way to support our Siouxland community. And the evening culminates with fireworks at the end of the Earth, Wind, and Fire concert. Those fireworks provided by your friends at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Jamie, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Chris, thanks for having me, and happy 4th of July.
Celebrate independence. Please do so safely. Make it a terrific holiday, and we'll be back next Saturday morning with more on Grow Siouxland.